There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll level two. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. The Pips, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bustlers, and everybody else in between throwing it down on this Monday night. The Meltdown. Shout out to all of our radio affiliates kicking it with us following a 14-point victory. The Kansas City Chiefs get it done 34-20. Somebody in Vegas laid $94,000 down on the over 54.5. But come on, man. If you're laying down nearly 100K on a football game, you obviously got to go to a place where you can buy a hook. Buy the hook, my man. For the love of God, buy a hook. This is why I always talk about when they talk about, oh, you know, a big bet came in. Ooh, it must mean a big bet. I tell you what. I was once standing at the window in Vegas when I lived there, and a dude walked up to the window, and he pulled out $45,000 cash. All right? It was like stacks, like a 5,000. Like one, tough. Like it was like a guy put like 9 stacks on the table, 5 dimes a stack, and they said, yeah, put it all on Texas. It was like a bowl game. Give me the Texas Longhorns. And as he walked away, I asked the guy at the window. I said, is that guy like a local sharp or something? He goes, no, he's just a rich tourist. there it is. He's just a rich tourist. Well, some rich tourists are a couple of dollars poor tonight after the game. Stays under the 54.5, lands it to 54. Don't mess with Mahomes. Don't give Mahomes points. Come on, man. The Baltimore Ravens are now 0-3 with Lamar Jackson against the Kansas City Chiefs, and they were 3.5-point favorites. So you're telling me if there was fans that the Kansas City Chiefs would have been 5.5 or 6.5-point underdogs? Well, I tell you what, I would have been all over the Kansas City Chiefs again, like I was, as this Chiefs team is turning out to be a pretty profitable team, and it's been a hell of a run right now, and it looks like they're only getting better. Congratulations to the Tampa Bay Lightning. They win their first Stanley Cup in a long time, 16 years to be exact. They won in 2004. They get it done this evening, 2-0 final score. Hell of a run by the Dallas Stars. They should be applauded. As should the National Hockey League and Commissioner Bettman for putting it together and getting it done in the hub. A one-off without a freaking hitch. NBA Finals set to tip off. We'll get into the Week 4 numbers. We got a real blockbuster on Thursday, the Denver Broncos and the New York Jets. That's right. All right, now we're going to be back after I go throw up thinking about that football game. Sports Rage Late Night continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
Let me get this straight. You took all the money you made franchising your name and bet it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought the Generals were due. He's spinning the ball on his finger. Just take it. Take the ball. That game was fixed. They were using a freaking ladder, for God's sakes.
Sports Rage, late night, then your rage. 844-843-6879. I am Morenci. Krusty the Clown betting against the Harlem Globetrotters almost feels that way, betting against LeBron James in the playoffs sometimes. But the league got what they wanted. They got LeBron into the finals. They got the Lakers into the finals. It would have been ideal if it was Boston. It's not. It is what it is. It's a great stylistic matchup on the basketball court. And let me just say this, and we'll go to the pipelines here, but let me just say this. You know, we talked about the Pat Riley and LeBron James relationship. But, of course, LeBron James in Miami, you know, goes to Miami, leaves Cleveland, goes to Miami. They went to four finals. He won two. And Pat Riley wasn't sure he was leaving, right? And it didn't end. I told you guys that there was no love lost, but I was thinking about that. What do you mean no love lost? That's kind of a weird expression. No, there's a lot of love lost. They used to love each other. Now they don't. So there's a lot of love lost. No love lost between these two. What does that mean? No, like there's a lot of love lost, right? Like, I don't know. I've just realized that after all these years that expression makes no sense. No love lost means that they don't like each other. No, that means, well, so yeah, there is a lot of lost love then, evidently. No lost love means like a couple that's been married for 50 years. Yeah, there's no lost love here. Still love each other. That doesn't make sense. But anyways, just a quick story and backline here. When LeBron finally told him, I'm going back to Cleveland, LeBron said after, they don't talk about it a lot, but LeBron said after that, and he's not naming who, he goes, some of them there at Miami laughed at me when I told them I was going back to Cleveland and said I was making the biggest mistake of my life and it was like career suicide. You know, why would you go back to Cleveland when, you know, you've got everything great here in Miami? And he goes, I took that as motivation. Basically, now they're saying it was Pat Riley who told him that. He said, you're making the biggest mistake of your life leaving this thing here in Miami to go back to Cleveland. He won in Cleveland. So the night he won, Pat Riley texted him and said, congratulations on winning the title. And LeBron James didn't respond. LeBron James did not respond. And I guess they've spoken like once in like the last 7 or 8 years or something like that. And I guess there's no love lost. All right. Or there's a lot of love lost. They don't like each other. And there's something here. Like LeBron would like nothing better to beat Pat Riley here. And Pat Riley would like nothing better to beat LeBron. Trust me. Like there's something there right now. All right. That's just one storyline. Then you got all these Kentucky Wildcats playing against each other. And from a basketball standpoint, I think the Miami Heat match up well with the Lakers. I really do. To me, listen, Miami, man, they're 12-3 straight up. They're 12-3 against the spread in the playoffs. They've been a load to deal with. And I believe we've got Jack. Is Austin, Texas in the house? Is this true?
Yeah.
What's going on, Jack? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I want to talk about these finals. Like, I want to say, man, if only the Spurs had stepped it up this season. Am I right, man?
Well, you know what? They nearly surprised the early. Remember early in the bubble, everyone was like, "Oh, the Spurs don't have a chance.
Oh, yeah.
They're rolling over." And they played well at first, but they ran out of gas. They're short on bodies. The Spurs need an overhaul, bro. Let's be real. It was a hell of a run for the Spurs.
Yeah.
They need a little bit of an overhaul.
We need to get that 2003 team back. You know, I'm talking Lonnie. I'm talking Duncan. I'm talking Parker. But not Kawhi. We don't need Kawhi back.
Yeah, screw Kawhi. Kawhi got
not
a coach
necessary.
Fire. Yeah, listen.
Yeah.
I'm a Raptor fan,
yeah.
Jack, so I feel the same way about Kawhi. He screwed us too, bro.
Yeah. Hey, the next team he should go to is y'all's team because y'all suck.
So who's winning the NBA Finals then? Oh no, down and out. Down and out. I was counting on Jack's prediction. We were going to lay $94,000 down. Yang was putting the parlay together as we speak, the parlay producer. Yeah. The parlay. Well, you know, you're still reeling from what your $3,300 loss from last week.
Yeah, I was a lot disappointed, buddy. I was really
you're nearly crying.
Yeah,
you were nearly in tears.
Yeah, I mean, it was $10, buddy, to win back like $3,000 and to lose with that Vikings. That tore me up, buddy.
Yeah. Trust me. The Atlanta Falcons tore me up. The Atlanta Falcons tore me up over the weekend. And, yeah, we're done with the Falcons. If anyone, feel free. I used to say this about the Cincinnati Bengals all the time. But, yeah, if we give you this, if we give you the Atlanta Falcons, feel free to troll us. Feel free to troll us if we give you the Atlanta Falcons again. So, listen, the storyline here, you not to mention you got Shaq. I got to tell you, normally I'd be all in on the Miami Heat here from like a I don't want LeBron to win, and I'm not an anti-LeBron guy anymore, though. I've got no beef with LeBron. Basically, because he's in the West, he's out of my life as a Raptor fan. So I got no beef with him, LeBron winning per se. But really, the Kobe angle, guys, you got the Kobe angle here. And, you know, it's hard to, like, it's pretty epic, put it that way. Like, you know, even the biggest LeBron critic, and I know there's a lot of them out there. But even the biggest LeBron critic, come on, man. He wins a fourth title with the Lakers, another title, three title, a third title with a different team. He would be the MVP. And on a year that Kobe passed away for the Los Angeles Lakers, listen, man, LeBron's not a Laker, all right? LeBron, like, went to LA. Let's be real. LeBron went to LA for his career. Like, he did it for, like, his business. He didn't do it fully for basketball. Like, he wasn't fully embraced as a Laker. The Kobe Bryant stuff has brought him closer. The way that he handled it with such grace, you know, the speech that he gave, you know, at center court, that LeBron is becoming a Laker with the success. You're not going to be a Laker unless you win. It's as simple as that. And LeBron is real close to being welcome to the Laker club. He doesn't win. He's not Kareem. He's not Magic. He's not Kobe, right? He wins a championship on the year that Kobe dies. Come on, man. You can't be much more of a Laker than that after the fact. You can't be much more than a Laker than that. On the year that Kobe died, you win a championship. And it's on their minds. Like, AD talks about it all the time. Like, when AD hit that shot, he didn't yell, like, F yeah. He yelled Kobe. Right? Like, they know that they're playing for there's something bigger here and a legacy. Especially Kobe's such a winner. It would be an incredible accomplishment. Let's just be real. If the Lakers did this with Kobe passing and LeBron does this, then I don't know. Like, you know, people are going to need to shut up about LeBron. I'm not saying he's Jordan still. All right, everyone chill. but nevertheless, yet the only thing is, I'm not ready just to give this to LeBron yet. I don't think it's just automatic, man. I don't think it's automatic. I think on the court, the Miami Heat match up real well with the Los Angeles Lakers. To break down some of the matchups and more, bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Yeah, Mo, that team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Sports Rage late night continues. Man, normally it's like the Friday Night Freak Show. It feels like a Friday Night Freak Show tonight. It really does. It's like a Monday Night Meltdown. Quite the night here tonight, but crew getting it done at Master Control. I stated earlier, you know, we've had issues with guest connections this evening, communications this evening. We probably made a mistake going to Texas tonight. we probably, I don't know what it is. Remember, you know who we miss actually is Drunk Brad. We had Wasted Jack. Like, where's Drunk Brad at? Our main man, drunk Brad. But yeah, there's a common theme. I was thinking about that. I'm like, you know, I don't know what it is. Like, every time we go to a phone caller from Texas, like, they sound like they're on acid or they're drunk. They're always out of it. nice guys. Hey, I love Texas. Big fan. I'm just stating that whenever we take a phone call from someone in Texas, we always have to worry about an F-bomb or they're kind of drunk. And I'm not even sure, like, who he said suck. I'm not sure if he said I suck, that the Lakers suck, the Heat suck, Kawhi sucks. I'm not really sure. I don't know. He was. Now we're going to Los. We're keeping it on the West Coast now. We're going on the West Coast. We got Nate in LA. Crash. Nate in LA steps up and in. It's a car crash tonight. What's up, Nate?
What up, Morenci? What's going on, man?
We're doing all right, Nate. You know, it's got a Friday Night Freak Show. Friday Night Freak Show vibe to the show tonight for a Monday, but it's all good. I like it. Let's get crazy. It's old school.
Who do you think is listening to the radio in the middle of the night?
Wasted people. Yeah. Watch the language, Nate. You've been warned, right? You've already had a strike before in the past. Our boy Yang just hopped in. Watch the language. Watch the language, Nate. What's on your mind, brother?
I catch myself right before. When I'm on hold, I'm already like, all right, you know what's up. So, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. It's all good.
So, yeah, man. So yeah, man, Lakers, Miami. Who would have thought, right? I guess apparently, I'll tell you, who was it? J.R.
Smith.
Right?
Yeah, that's unbelievable. I'm glad you brought that up. So yeah, J.R. Smith was asked in February. J.R. Smith, guy wasn't even, I don't know, he wasn't even on the Lakers then. J.R. Smith was like in an airport and did one of those ask me anything deals on Instagram. He was like, ask me whatever you want. I'm in an airport. And somebody asked him, who do you think is going to play in the NBA Finals? He said, call me crazy, but I think it'll be the Lakers and the Heat. And it was February 23rd. It's documented. J.R. Smith predicted the Lakers and the Heat in the finals.
You retweeted it, right?
Yeah. February the 23rd. Pretty badass. From the, I wish I would have seen that.
Yeah, right? Was there any odds or any thing you could have put up for that one? Do they have stuff like that? Like, can you pick a futures on like, who's going to play each other? Are there any of those?
Well, yeah, of course there's futures. But, yeah, they have exact matchups. But what you do, you just take both teams, right? Put it this way, Nate. Like,
I'm not much gambler, so that's why I asked.
Not every sports book has it. They call it exact matchup where you can pick, all right, I think the Kansas City Chiefs will play the Seattle Seahawks in the Super Bowl. And you'll get bigger odds for it. But you could also just take both teams, right, to win. They kind of like the odds are kind of similar, but yeah, hell of a prediction. But the thing is, if there was no pandemic, this probably doesn't happen. Like, and nothing against the Miami Heat, but if there's no pandemic, the Milwaukee Bucks were cruising, man. All right, like they really were, and even though they were a flawed team, they weren't going to choke at home. The Raptors wouldn't have lost to the Celtics at home. Like, the entire structure of the East would have been different, I think.
The rhythm was different, yeah.
Yeah, the results.
Yeah,
but
you're taking
no
everything out of rhythm.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean that they're better.
No, not at all.
It doesn't mean that they're worse.
Not at all.
It just
not
means
at all.
It's different. Just means it's different.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree 100%. 100%.
All right, so what's your prediction?
I mean, that Miami team, right? I'm going to go for Lakers in six.
All right. Lakers in six. I'm going to make my final prediction tomorrow.
I predict some good games going on. I hope. I hope that there's some entertaining games, you know,
I need to dig in more, but we hope to see you, Crash. Good to see you. You know, we're kicking it on 1090.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks for having me on.
Hopefully we can get down there. We're going
to
do some live shows. Yeah, it's all right, Crash. All right, Nate.
Yeah.
All right, there's Nate. Yeah. All right. Bye-bye, Nate. And Andrew McInnes asked in our chat, am I the only one who's not wasted listening to this show? Yes, McInnes. Yes, you are. Yes, yes, indeed you are. There's Baked Nate in the house. Yes, yes, McInnes, just for the record. I don't know. I think if you want to delve into our audience, there's probably like 18% truckers, 12% cokeheads, 38% gamblers, 16% psychopaths in under house arrest, random drunks, people whose radios dials are broken. That's a good that's a very, very good. The thing is, McInnes. The thing is, McInnes. It's only Monday. It's only Monday. So yeah, people are into the sauce and they're into whatever the hell they're doing. And it's only Monday night. Yeah, Baked Nate. Baked Nate. Like Nate asked you, do they have futures on that sort of thing? Yeah, they have futures on that sort of thing. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Yes, they do, Nate. I can't imagine. Like, so what's the deal? Why is everyone high on goofballs tonight anyways? What, is it the pandemic freaking you out? Everyone have Baltimore? Y'all lose big money tonight? Got one dude calls in, like, starts, like, talking about, like, Tim Duncan and Tony Parker and stuff, like. Bro, like, Tim Duncan's not playing anymore. Tim Duncan's not playing anymore, man. Guys, Tony Parker. Tony Parker is like busy doing his teammates' wives right now. All right. Tony Parker. Yeah, we should almost take a poll. Well, yeah, we should take a, we've got a live chat going. We should, the live chat poll. So what are you? Are you a hardcore sports fan? Are you just like a hardcore sports fan? You love the sports talk? Are you a psychopath? Are you a degenerate? Degenerate gambler, psychopath, sports fan, insomniac, loser, drug addict, cokehead, all of the above, none of the above. And yeah, David K actually throws in virgin, says he's a virgin, and that's actually a high portion of the audience as well. David K, I will admit, 42-year-old virgins, as the movie says, I believe. J-Rod says, J-Rod's out of work. All right, this is getting depressing. I don't want to hear everyone's problems now. I'm sorry I asked. Like I said, it's only Monday, guys. What's wrong with everybody? Everybody's lives are falling apart here. I do appreciate your honesty, though. I do appreciate the honesty of the listening audience tonight. So what are you guys anyways? Instead of like people saying, oh, I'm a successful lawyer, I'm a successful electrician, we got people, I'm a virgin, I'm a psychopath, I'm a degenerate gambler. We got it all here. We've got it all. But I am fired up. And oh yeah, we got the presidential debate tomorrow night too. Dear God, like this world needs any more craziness, man. And as anyone that listens to the show knows, we avoid all these things, but I'm just stating, like, you just add into the craziness. I don't know. Like, is there a full moon or something? Is that what's going on? I don't know. I don't see the moon outside the window right now. Is it a full moon tonight? Like, people are pretty, like, people are pretty hopped up and wired, and, like, there's a weird atmosphere in the air here for a Monday night. I guess you guys just got baseball playoff fever, man. You got baseball playoff fever. So, we didn't take a look actually at we didn't take a look at the National League series prices yet. We've been focused in on the American League. The Los Angeles Dodgers, big favorites over the Milwaukee Brewers. The fact that Mr. Burns, is hurt, Corbin. For the Brewers is a break for the Dodgers. The Dodgers are a dangerous team, a lethal team that are put in a difficult situation in a three-game series. As potent as the Dodgers are, they're vulnerable as well. They're as vulnerable as anybody else. The longer the series are, the better off the Dodgers are going to be. But I'll tell you what I think about the National League on the other side. Sports Rage, late night. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
What's the dumbest bet I ever heard of?
I disagree.
All right, Sports Rage late night continues. Don't call in right now. Don't call in because our parlay producer evidently has to go use the washroom. And the commercial breaks are pretty fast, so I sympathize with his cause here a little bit, but I've been informed, because I'm going to be real. Like, I've told him before. I'm like, dude, like, an 8-year-old kid can hold it in for 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like honestly. Like, you know, like an 88-year-old lady, like a grandma, can hold it in for 2 hours. So this is what we're dealing with. Whack job callers, train wreck guest night tonight here. And I've just been informed in my earpiece that that our producer needs to use the washroom. And I only bring this up because he goes, well, the air conditioning. I said, yeah, whatever, dude. Like, and listen, like, he's a grown man, so I don't want to be like, you know, he doesn't need no permission to go to the bathroom, but, you know, we can't have like an empty post. This is like the DMZ. It's like the border of South Korea and North Korea. We have like an abandoned post. All hell breaks loose, all right? All hell breaks loose. So, like, we need to be on guard at all times. We need to be on guard at all times. So, I sympathize. I think that me and Cam Stewart, one of us is going to blow a bladder one of these days live on the show, because there's just never enough time to really go to the bathroom during the show. But so, we've been informed, though, due to the air conditioning. Like, every night, like around this time of the night, our guy has to go to the bathroom, and he claims it's due to the air conditioning. He says the air conditioning is cranked, and due to the air conditioning being cranked, therefore it makes him like have to go to the bathroom. I've never heard of this in my life before, and I'm old. Has anyone heard of this before? Anyone like this air conditioning? I don't like air conditioning personally. I'd rather like sweat to death. I hate air conditioning, but I don't have to go to the bathroom because of air conditioning. I just don't like air conditioning because whatever, I get cold. And number two, it hurts my throat. And, you know, listen to my soothing, you know, the soothing voice that I have here, right? So I can't affect my voice. So, you know, I'm like an opera singer. I can't, like, very, very, you know, very, very delicate, my vocal cords. So I don't know. Like, I am aware, and I will admit, I do fall victim to the, like, if the water's running. You know what I mean? Like, if there's, like, water running or, like, it's raining hard out, it's like, yeah, I don't know if it's subconscious or something. I'm going to think, yeah, you know what? Maybe it is a good time to go to the bathroom right now. But, yeah, air conditioning, I don't know. I never, air conditioning is never, I never heard of this before. Our boy McKinnis is saying it's actually a thing. I don't know, man. Look, I lived in hotels in Vegas. I lived in the same place OJ stole his stuff from. I have a picture in the room, actually. There's still a hole in the wall from the altercation. I believe it's on the 14th floor, Palace Station, which they renovated. It's all nice now, Palace Station. It wasn't as nice when I lived there, but it was still nice. But my point is, I couldn't control it, man. It was cold as hell. Like, I'm just stating, I've lived in Vegas hotels for months on end, like dealing with air conditioning that I can't control. I never had to go to the bathroom. I don't know. I think we're going to find out, actually. I'd like to know that if like nicotine is involved at all in the bathroom excursion. I like that, you know, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, what's the deal with this guy? Like, what's the deal? You got to call your bookie at exactly this time? Is this like the time of the night you guys like settle the debt for the end of the night? All right. So the Monday night meltdown's been an interesting one, to say the least. All right. To say the least. So game one goes Wednesday night. The Los Angeles Lakers are 5-point favorites. The Miami Heat, of course, are 12-3 straight up and against the spread. Lakers are 6-3-1 against the spread in their last 10 games, laying 5. And the number's probably going to remain 5. We'll get you the MVP numbers here, too. So I was just, I don't know. Some people are saying that this is a thing here. I don't know, bro. Like, so, like, I don't know. It seems to be at the same time of the night. So you're telling me the air conditioning, because you get cold, it makes you have to go to the bathroom? I don't understand this. Like, I've never heard of this before.
Yeah, that's exactly
like,
what happens.
I think you're whack. I think you have a psychological issue. Or I think, like I said, like, is there nicotine involved in the bathroom break? But the show's ending in, like, 15 minutes, so you could probably hold out. You could probably hold out to then, but is it, like, air conditioning or you got bladder issues, bro? What's the deal with you?
I think it's a little bit of both. But I think it's more the AC, man. I'm in here drinking Gatorade, and this AC is blowing for, like, about an hour and 40 minutes. So, like, when we get to this time, it's like I can't hold it no more, buddy. I'm going to have to get me a little bucket and something in here.
Well, I was thinking about that in the past before, because I told you. I was like, come on, you got to, you know, anyone can not go, you know, for you know, a couple hours. But I understand, you know, you can do what you got to do. You're doing a great job here, so it's all
good.
I
mean, I would have used the Gatorade bottle, but it's still half full. So, like, I don't know where to put the Gatorade at to use the bottle. So I'm, like, in a dilemma.
Nah. You might start missing the bottle a little bit, and then, you know, go on the carpet and stuff like that.
We don't want that because it got carpet in here. You know, a couple drips and stuff, and start smelling and all that. Yeah, we don't want that.
Start getting complaints, you know. We can't have you just leaking in a jug in the studio, Yang. So yeah, go to the bathroom. It's all right.
Thanks, buddy. It's all good. I'm sure they're gonna start roasting me in the chat too.
Yeah. So they are right now, big time. They are the grandpa. They're saying saying a lot of things. All right, so the Los Angeles Lakers, listen, they're going to be tough to beat, and so are the Los Angeles Dodgers. I was thinking about this. Are we going to have, like, a 1-2 punch? Are the Dodgers and Lakers both going to win? Are the Dodgers and Lakers both going to win? Let's see what the I love it. I love L.A. Let's see what the I love L.A. parlay pays. So the Los Angeles Lakers to win. And the Los Angeles Dodgers to win. The LA special. And I don't know. California is supposed to be like ultra like progressive and all that, but they still don't have sports betting. So this is the old bookie killer. Because I got to tell you, man, there's going to be a lot of high-rolling bookies in Los Angeles right now. They're going to be pulling for the Miami Heat and for the Dodgers to choke. The LA-LA parlay, plus 472. The LA-LA parlay is plus 472. The Los Angeles Dodgers to win the World Series, and I cannot believe that it has been 32 years since the Los Angeles Dodgers have won a World Series. Like out of all the things I've heard in sports, you know what I mean? Like, when you hear the numbers and you put it in perspective, and, like, listen, for the record, you know, I've been a longtime Dodger fan since the 70s, and I remember that Dodger World Series in 1988, like, not that it was 32 years ago. I know it was a while ago, but when you put it in context, that the Los Angeles Dodgers, think about all the great teams the Dodgers have had over the years. Think of all the great teams the Dodgers have had over the years, and they haven't won a championship in 32 years. It's insane. It really is. Like, you know, the Kirk Gibson. That was the Kirk Gibson home run against the Oakland Athletics. And while Kirk Gibson, everyone, you know what I mean, Kirk Gibson, that was just one, it was a big home run, but it wasn't like the deciding game or anything. Like, really the star of the Dodgers in that playoff run, and really for the entire year, wasn't Kirk Gibson. Gibson was good. It was just a studly thing that Gibson did. He could barely walk. He came out, he hit the home run, right? He pinch hit, he hits the home run. It was one of those, like, you know, Kevin Costner movie type of things, right? That's where the term walk-off was born. The Dennis Eckersley, the walk-off. Eckersley said after. They said, what happened, Eck? He said, and he said, I threw it, he hit it, and we walked off. Basically mumbled like something about walk-off. That was that. But Oral Hershiser, the Bulldog. Oral Hershiser, that was one of the greatest seasons, greatest playoffs. He was called the Bulldog for a reason. Oral Hershiser was really like the reason. Like, he was the MVP. I think the Miami Heat can win. I understand why the Lakers are the favorites. We've seen these teams, you know, from the East get to the finals, and they're a little bit overwhelmed. But honestly, guys, when I break down, when we look at each, like, when you break it down player by player, all right, and let's start off with LeBron James. So you've got LeBron James. No one's better than LeBron. It is what it is. You know what I mean? You're never going to have a matchup advantage when you're dealing with LeBron James. It's not like, yeah, our guy's better. Yeah, even Kawhi Leonard. It's like, yeah, it's an even match. And you know what I mean? So Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler's got a big reputation for being one of the best defensive players in basketball. Jimmy Butler ain't going to be on AD, all right? Bam Adebayo is going to be on AD. Jimmy Butler and LeBron, you know, it's advantage Braun, but Jimmy Butler's got to bring it, and he can. I think Bam and AD is an epic battle. I know everyone's going to give it to AD, but I think AD's a little soft, and I think Bam is the real deal. Now, the thing is, we're going to find out if he's the real deal, because Boston didn't have any big men in the paint. All right, now he's going to have to deal with some bigger dudes. He's going to have to deal with AD. He's going to have to deal with Dwight Howard. He's going to have to deal with McGee. Like, the Lakers can go big on you if they want. So Vogel's done a nice job of mixing and matching his lineups to go according to the opponent that they're playing and the system. They seem to be a little bit better when Dwight Howard's on the court. I don't know what they're going to do. Like, for the stylistic matchup here, it's going to be interesting to see. But, like, when you start to break it down, all right, you got Danny Green. Danny Green's there for his experience and stuff, but Tyler Hero isn't choking. They say at this point you're not a rookie anymore anyways. Like, Tyler Hero's not choking. It's not like he's overwhelmed. Duncan Robinson's not suddenly choking. You know what I mean? Andre Iguodala's not going to choke. The guy's like one of the biggest, like the guy's like the new Robert Horry or something. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a shock that Iguodala's on a team to make it to the finals, is it? Like, let's just be real. The guy's just a winner. He understands big games. Interesting dynamic that he meets LeBron again. Like, that man, you got Spoelstra versus Frank Vogel. Vogel's a hell of a coach. Spoelstra's a great coach. It really is like a matchup of Kentucky, though. There's a ton of Kentucky going on here. A ton of Kentucky. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Portrait late night wild show tonight. We appreciate everybody who tuned in. We appreciate the freaked out callers. Good stuff. Twisted Tuesday. Tomorrow night we'll be a lot of baseball. We'll be picking up the pieces. We'll get into the National League as well. For the record, I do think the Los Angeles Dodgers are going to win the World Series +350 at FanDuel. So pre-postseason prediction. Give me the Los Angeles Dodgers to win. As far as the American League, who's going to win the American League? I don't know. It's kind of wide open, the American League. It really is. I think Oakland are a dangerous team. It can go further than people think. Tampa, if they get past Toronto, are really, really dangerous as well. The Yankees, you know, the American League is uber competitive. As far as the National League is concerned, now listen, we'll give you the league odds There's no value with the Los Angeles Dodgers just to win the National League. You have to bet them to win the World Series. The Dodgers to win the National League are plus 130. San Diego are the second choice. I think San Diego, and as fun as they are, I think they're being a little bit overvalued. I think the team to keep your eye on here, once again, the St. Louis Cardinals never get any respect. The Cardinals are 17-1 to win the National League, man. That's crazy. Like, you almost have to sprinkle on that and just hope that they get to the championship series and you can hedge at 17-1. But I could regret saying this because we all know the teams from Atlanta always choke, but I think the Atlanta Braves, are the other team besides the Dodgers. Like, if I had to say, I think the Dodgers are going to win the National League, but if it's not the Dodgers, I would say, you know what? It's going to be the Atlanta Braves. That's like, I think this Braves team, I think they're...
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
FinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.